Britain's new coronavirus rules, a bus crash, and another Beirut fire. This is your TLDR News Daily Briefing for Thursday, September 10th. It was only yesterday that Prime Minister Johnson announced the new rule changes coming into force in the UK regarding the coronavirus. However, police forces are already expressing concern about the period of time between now and the changes being introduced on Monday, with people suspecting that the public might hold blowout celebrations. That's because the police currently can't intervene until there are more than 30 people meeting. As it was suggested in the Downing Street briefing yesterday that the rules being introduced on Monday could remain in place for many months to come, police forces in England are worried that people will take advantage of the next few days. This has led to one police officer warning that the weekend could look like the last days of Rome. If their predictions are correct, this could be a serious worry for the state of the coronavirus in the UK. Currently, the number of cases are on the rise, primarily among young people. And if young people go to pubs this weekend, seeing it as their last opportunity to let off steam, then we could see cases rise even quicker. So, if you are one of the people thinking of having a party this weekend, please don't. The sooner we can end this pandemic, the better. In other UK news today, a school bus has crashed into a low bridge in Winchester. Many of the school children aboard the bus have been taken to hospital with serious injuries, although luckily none of the injuries have been fatal. A local businessman from the area claims that it's been speculated that the bus driver was a complete novice and that it was his first day on the job. He's also claimed that there are at least 60 people on board at the time of the crash. However, Stagecoach South, who run the service, have claimed that the driver was experienced, and it's not clear why he decided to go under the low bridge. The question of why the driver even decided to try and go under the bridge has still not been answered, and reports have suggested that children on board the bus were shouting at the driver, telling him that it was not their normal route, as well as advising him to turn back. Apparently, the driver did not heed those warnings. We hope that all those involved are okay, and we wish them all a speedy recovery. In international news today, unfortunately, another fire has broken out in the port of Beirut. This comes only a month after the terrifying explosion that occurred in the city and tragically killed at least 190 people. The Lebanese army has told people to evacuate the area and has closed major roads near the area. It's certain that the incident from last month will be on the forefront of people's minds as this fire blazes today. A journalist has stated on Twitter that the authorities are promising that this fire will not lead to another explosion, though. Beirut is clearly undergoing a situation that's incredibly difficult. If you want to help them out, we have two videos which explain the previous explosion, and all of the profits from those go to charities that support the victims of the tragedy. We've also provided a list of links to those charities in the video's descriptions. For those of you who think the news is too long, be sure to check out tomorrow's daily briefing. Read the newsletter by signing up at tldrnews.co.uk/daily. Listen to the briefing by searching for TLDR News in your podcast app of choice, or watch the briefing at youtube.com/TLDR Daily. The Daily Briefing is a TLDR News podcast brought to you by 326 Limited. It was recorded by Jack Kelly and written and edited by Ben Blissett. The executive producer is Jack Kelly. Learn more about TLDR News at tldrnews.co.uk, or find more by searching for TLDR News on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook.